Well, good morning yet again, all you wonderful WCGA listeners. This is Marshall Wood, your host for this new portion, this new four-part series of the program The Bigger Picture, which begins today on AM 1100, WCGA. I am Marshall Wood, your host, and this is going to be an interesting program. I hope the others are interesting, but I say that in, let's say, quotes. I'm going to talk to you today. I have some notes. I have some things that I want to emphasize, but the whole rhyme and timbre of what I've done in the past is going to be changed significantly. I intend to speak from my heart in this program and in the final three, the last one you will hear on the 30th of December. And I believe we've reached the point where facts and figures and admonitions from others and printed words have done all that they can do. It is now time to speak from the heart about the realities of the world that we live in. It is what it is, and hence the title of this program. I'm going to read a lengthy prayer that I wrote on May the 24th, 2020. It applies today, and this is the way I begin the program. So if you bow your heads and hearts and join me, here's what I'm going to say to my Father this morning. Father of all creation, Jehovah Sabaoth, Lion of Judah, soon you will cause men to beat their swords into plowshares in that coming age when you will reign over all mankind with each creature compelled to obey your sacred commands. But until that age, men will yet go to war. They'll go to war at the slightest provocation with vengeance and hatred in their hearts. They'll even put babies in ovens and bake them alive. They will go to war because man's heart is desperately wicked, wicked above all else, and their desire, man's natural desire, is always to afflict those around them, to impose their will, and to put their brothers in subjugation unless they are ruled by the Spirit of God through the blood of Christ in the direction of the Holy Spirit. Father, I stand today, I stand physically today to represent those brave warriors who have stood in the way of the tyrants, the desperates, and the unruly men who use war as their tool of state. I stand alive today in this, well, now holy pulpit of a radio broadcast booth, to represent those who gave their last full measure of devotion, as Abraham Lincoln said. They did so that others might live free of oppression from evildoers. Merchants and carpenters and doctors and farmers and husbands and sons and even some noble women all pressed into that dreadful, chaotic service of war as warriors, as armor bearers in the horrors of war. I stand here in their honor, for they gave their very lives for us, and we have a solemn duty to honor them. And so, I do it in reverence and awe of their sacrifice at the beginning of this last program that I will do, series of programs that I will do on WCGA, because the time is now maybe past for much meaningful action, though we are going to proceed and do so. The die has been cast, the seeds have been sown. So now we must reap what we have sown, and those who historically bear that pain mostly are the distaff side. The men who fail to do what they should do, forgive me, Father, I have failed. Men who fail to do what they have done, should have done, well, the reward of that lack of effort often falls on their families, on their wives, and on good women even as the evil women seem to escape. Father, I also stand here today because you spared my own father's life in war, just as you spared the life of his father. And my family exists today because you spared me many times in my flying career. And you also spared us from the deadly wrath of the enemy, or those accidents that are so common in the chaos of war, or practicing for it. I honor those who took the fire for us, those who had their bodies shattered on our behalf. We honor and thank them as we honor and thank you for creating the godly warrior class that still guards America, if it does, if it is still here, if we haven't surrendered entirely to the evil forces that now beset us. May we never be led by avariciousness, and evil leaders who might press our warriors into unjust and sinful wars, but may our nation only take up arms in a just cause that honors the great God we still purport to serve and in whom we say we trust. But also let us not shrink from our duty to defend those who must be defended, as we have in the past and as we seem not to be doing in this current age. May we never be led by avariciousness or evil intent. Thank you, Father, for the lives of those who have served in our military, especially those who have perished until your cause, which will be to beat our swords into plowshares, has come to pass. And may we always have men who fight only to defend the way of truth and righteousness. Please, Father God, keep us from war. But when battle comes, may we be found on the right side and bless those who have. I stand here today in their honor. In Jesus' name, why would I read a prayer like that that goes well with Memorial Day or some event like that? I do so because we have been at war for a long time. And now, as the previous programs, should be 33 in number, have shown, we have not prosecuted that war well. And now it appears the enemy may be at our doorstep. And as Pogo once said, I have seen the enemy, and he is us. I began this series of programs because I knew we were at war. I wanted to say something loud and clear that we might somehow begin a great reawakening of America right here from the place it began. The first great awakening began in 1735. And I've spoken into this microphone for a number of months now and said ad infinitum, America is in grave peril. But now my time to speak and the body of words that I was, I believe, intended to say have come to a close by circumstance of life and age. But I want these last four programs to count for something. And I want these programs to stick in the hearts of people who listen. I am painfully aware that this is a small radio station. It's doing a wonderful job. Wes and Dee are doing a wonderful job. But it appears the audience for this particular program at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and it's re-aired or has been in the past at 10 a.m. on Sunday, doesn't attract a massive audience. The benefit of doing this program is that I have now a recorded body of work that I will use to share with other people individually and selectively, that I may stir them to use that material and to replicate it, and they themselves advocate as I have advocated for in the past. What I'm going to read you now, this is a letter to the editor of the Florida Times Union, which I wrote on February the 18th of 2020. And it goes like this. Dear editor, a small but statistically significant cohort of voters generally holds to the following opinion. Please, Mr. Editor, consider the implications quite carefully. As a retired military aviator and patriarch of a large traditional family, I'm infuriated by what is now manifested as candidates or spokesmen for the Democrats. They are purveyors of sophistry straight from the Frankfurt School of Marxism, the matured initiatives of the late 19th century globalist financier Jacob Schiff, that's Adam's ancestor, and the irrational ravings of opportunists void of conscience and reason. Never in my military career did I face a greater enemy than today's nationally destabilizing Democrat Party. They are not the loyal opposition. They are traitors. They are liars. They are hypocrites. They are so of the first order. If empowered further, they will destroy America. The issue today isn't Democrat versus Republican. It is Democrat versus not Democrat. Hegel's dialectic versus absolute truth. Pandering of failed, unviable political systems versus adherence to what clearly works for all citizens. As an active, well-studied, and globally experienced believer in the historical core of America's theological doctrines, I categorically state it is impossible to hold the faith that has produced America the great and simultaneously belong to, empower, or embrace the Democrat Party with its apparent platform. It is, sir, impossible. Signed, Marshall M. Wood, Orange Park, Florida. As this first segment closes out, think about my prayer and think about those words in the letter. When we return, I'm going to shift to the distaff side and begin to address the ladies. God bless you. Hope to see you on segment 2.